Sheldon, you're wrong. Wolverine was not born with bone claws.
Howard, you know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Okay, first of all...
Give it up, dude. You're arguing with a crazy person.
I'm not crazy. My mother had me tested.
Hey, guys.
What are you doing here?
What do you mean? It's new comic book night.
Yeah, but since you and Benny finally hooked up, we thought you two would be having bouncy, naked, yum-yum night.
There's more to life than sex, Raj.
Okay, who had Leonard Flames out with Penny in less than 24 hours?
I did.
Nothing flamed out. We don't have to have sex every night, you know.
You don't have to, but it's highly recommended.
Yeah, take advantage of that window of opportunity before it slams shut on your little dinky.
It's not a matter of opportunity. We're getting to know each other. There's a learning curve.
What's there to learn? You get naked, do nasty things to each other, then somebody makes scrambled eggs and salami. Easy peasy.
Yeah, perhaps what Leonard is obliquely referring to is the occurrence of some sort of sexual dysfunction.
Okay, who had Leonard gets a floppy disk?
Oh, a clever, albeit obsolete, euphemism for insufficient blood flow to the male sex organ.
Nothing like that happened, all right? The sex was just fine.
Just fine? Oh, dude, the fourth Harry Potter movie was just fine.
I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying it wasn't great.
Okay, when you say it wasn't great, do you mean for both of you? Because we could totally see it not being great for her, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
To tell you the truth, I think we were both a little, I don't know.
Disappointed, let down?
Ashamed, horrified, repulsed?
All I know is it wasn't the way I dreamed it would be.
Sex is never the way I dream it's gonna be.
It's because in your dreams, you're a horse from the waist down.
Excuse me, Wolverine Origin, miniseries issue 2, page 22, retractable bone claws. Few people spent less time thinking about sex and more time concentrating on comic books, we'd have far fewer of these embarrassing moments.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
Sheldon, dinner's here.
Tandoori Palace.
No, we went somewhere new.
You're good-naturedly ribbing me, aren't you?
Now look, Mumbai Palace.
Why? Why would we change? We had a perfectly good palace. Tandoori Palace is our palace.
Trust me, this will be just fine.
You are the authority on just fine.
What's that supposed to mean?
Exactly. Not bad, but not great.
What are they talking about?
I don't know.
I know, as I'm sure you're aware. If that's Morse code, that's terrible. As I was saying, you and Leonard had a disappointing sexual encounter. Well, earlier this evening, Leonard characterized it as just fine. So what you're seeing here is a continuation of the mocking that followed.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm just gonna go eat my dinner elsewhere. Maybe an airplane headed for a mountainside.
Penny, wait! What is wrong with you?
Sheldon considers.
I sense I may have crossed some sort of line.
Yeah, you...
Don't tell him.
Let's see if he can figure it out.
Penny's apartment.
I'm so embarrassed.
Please don't be mad.
What did you tell them?
Nothing bad. Just that last night was fine.
Fine? You said it was fine?
It's a perfectly good word. But you put it in front of wine or dining, and you've really got something. Okay, well, let me ask you this. How was last night for you?
It was okay.
Okay?
Yeah, it's a perfectly good word. I mean, you put it in front of do-kay and you really got something. All right, look, let's not overreact. You know, for a lot of couples, it takes time to get to know each other's rhythms, learn what the other person wants and likes.
So you've been through this before?
No.
Okay, do-kay?
You know, I think this is one of those things where talking about it is not gonna make it better. Want a glass of wine?
So much.
Okay. See, we should have done this last night, you know? Have a little wine, take the edge off.
Actually, ethyl alcohol inhibits electrical conduction in the nerve cells and stimulates reuptake receptors of inhibitory neurotransmitters like gamma-aminobutyric acid.
Don't talk, just drink.
No, you're misunderstanding. A Shiksa goddess isn't an actual goddess. We don't pray to them, we pray on them.
Whatever, dude. The point is, Leonard's got one and you don't.
Is this it? It was inappropriate to discuss Leonard and Penny's sex life in front of Leonard and Penny. Ah, oh, good. Now I can eat.
They hear a noise.
What's that?
Sounds like a cricket.
Hang on.
Sheldon checks his watch.
Based on the number of chirps per minute and the ambient temperature in this room, it is a snowy tree cricket.
Oh, give me a frickin' break. How could you possibly know that?
In 1890, Emile Dolbear determined that there was a fixed relationship between the number of chirps per minute of the snowy tree cricket and the ambient temperature, a precise relationship that is not present with ordinary field crickets.
How do you know what the exact temperature of the room is?
Under the terms of my roommate agreement with Leonard, I've had unilateral control of the thermostat ever since the sweaty night of 06.
Okay, you were right about Wolverine and bone claws, but you're wrong about the cricket.
Howard, don't embarrass yourself. The science chirps for itself. Humorous wordplay.
No, not this time. I know insects, my friend. I spent many childhood years capturing them with nets, putting them in glass jars, sticking pins through them, mounting them on corrugated cardboard with Dymo labels underneath, identifying the genus and species. In Latin.
No, dude, you are never getting a Shiksa goddess.
That is a snowy tree cricket. Ecanthus fultoni. I was done with Latin by fifth grade.
Tell you what, I am willing to bet anything that's an ordinary field cricket.
I can't take your money.
What's the matter, you chicken?
I've always found that an inappropriate slur. Chickens are not by nature at all timid. In fact, when I was young, my neighbor's chicken got loose and chased me up the big elm tree in front of our house.
Chickens can't climb trees.
Thank God.
Okay, I believe a chicken made you his bitch. Cricket thing I don't buy. Bet me.
Fair enough. What stakes do you propose?
I will put up my Fantastic Four number 48 first appearance of Silver Surfer against your Flash 123, the classic Flash of Two Worlds issue.
All right. You have a wager.
Great. Now how are you going to settle it, hmm? There is no way to determine the species of the cricket without examining it.
Now all three of them have their ears pressed up against the fridge, listening for the cricket.
I wonder what the non-pathetic people are doing tonight.
Leonard and Penny are kissing passionately. They stop and stare at each other.
More wine?
Hit me.
The guys are in a closet.
And I don't see anything.
Shh. Hallway.
They get jammed in the doorway. Twice.
One at a time.
The guys creep into the hallway.
What was that?
My stomach. Indian food doesn't agree with me. Ironic, isn't it?
Shh. Elevator shaft.
They listen intently.
Help me open it.
Are you crazy? We can't go down an empty elevator shaft.
Fine. If you don't want to proceed, then you forfeit the bet, and I'll take possession of your Fantastic Four.
Let's open her up.
Are you bothered that I can so easily manipulate you?
Don't push me, Sheldon. I may be small, but I took Kung Fu when I was 13, and I remember a good deal of it.
Oh, really? Well, I grew up with an older brother and a very contentious twin sister, and I believe I could easily best you in any physical confrontation, be it noogies, swirlies, or the classic, why are you hitting yourself?
Ooh, big talk from a man who was once treed by a chicken.
Two wine bottles later, Leonard and Penny are sloshed.
What are we drinking now?
Peppermint schnapps.
Why would you buy peppermint schnapps?
Because I like peppermint and it's fun to say schnapps. Hey, Leonard.
What?
Schnapps.
Schnapps. You're right, that is fun.
Be careful.
If I were not being careful, your telling me to be careful would not make me careful.
They hear the cricket.
Stairwell.
Uh-oh, flashlight went out. I need some batteries. Fellas? Hello? It's really dark down here.
Sweetie, you really can't hold your liquor, can you?
I'm okay. Just a little mouthwash, and then I'm gonna rock your world.
Penny vomits into the sink.
You okay?
Oh, Toby, what did you do in a past life to be so disgusting now?
His name isn't Toby. Toby is an absurd name for a cricket.
What would you name him?
An appropriate cricket name? For example, Jiminy?
All right, Sheldon, here we go. Klein Gasfield Guide to North American Insects.
Hey, Toby.
Right here. See it? The common field cricket, a.k.a. Gryllus assimilis, which is Latin for suck it, you lose.
Hang on. Voila, the snowy tree cricket, a.k.a. Ecanthus fultoni, which is Latin for I'll suck nothing. Of course, I'm joking, because the Latin for that is Nihil exorbibo.
That is not Toby. This is Toby.
Raj, what do you think?
Oh, I really don't care anymore.
God, I had the most horrible night.
What happened? Obviously another carnal fiasco with the Shiksa goddess.
Shiksa, Shiksa.
Forgive me, Yiddish was not spoken in East Texas. And if it was, it wasn't spoken for long.
Yeah, fine, whatever. The point is, you're wrong again.
We haven't established that I'm wrong once.
All right, tell you what. Let's get down to the entomology department and let Professor Crawley tell us what kind of cricket Toby is.
He's a snowy tree cricket, and his name is Jiminy.
I bet I could throw a rock in this room and come up with three better friends.
Sheldon, Howard, and Raj enter a lab filled with insectariums.
Holy crap!
There are millipedes, spiders, and scorpions.
It's like Silence of the Lambs down here.
Howard scares Raj by tickling his neck.
Don't do that!
He's such a girl, it just bugs.
Yeah, well, I don't like bugs, okay? They freak me out.
Interesting. You're afraid of insects and women. Ladybugs must render you catatonic. It was a joke. I made it to lessen your discomfort. You're welcome.
A man enters.
Don't knock! Just walk in. Why be polite to the world's leading expert on the dung beetle?
Excuse me, are you Professor Crawley?
Who wants to know?
I'm Dr. Cooper from the physics department.
Couldn't wait, huh?
I'm sorry?
I haven't even packed yet, and you're already measuring my lab for one of your godless laser machines.
No, you don't understand. We just want to ask you a question.
Let me ask you one first. What's a world-renowned entomologist with a doctorate and 20 years of experience to do with his life when the university cuts off the funding for his lab, huh?
Ask rhetorical questions that make people uncomfortable?
What's your deal? Are they planning to outsource my job to Bangalore?
I'm from New Delhi.
You should find another entomologist.
No, no, we're here. Let's settle this. Professor, can you identify our cricket?
Of course I can. I can identify every insect and arachnid on the planet. Not that that's going to keep me from having to move in with my daughter in Oxnard. And we're not talking Oxnard at the beach. No, we're talking Oxnard in the onion fields.
Well, could you look at Toby?
Toby? What a stupid name for a cricket.
Told you.
It's a field cricket.
Yes, wait. Dr. Crowley, are you sure?
Young man, I've been studying insects since I was 8 years old. You know what they used to call me in school? Creepy Crowley.
Cruel as that may be, that is not in itself a credential.
Let me show you something. See that? That's a Crowley's dung beetle. I discovered it after spending 6 months slogging through the Bornean rainforests while my wife was back home, shacking up with a two-bit ornithologist who lives on a sailboat and likes to wear bootcut jeans. So when I tell you that that's a common field cricket, you can take that to the damn bank, because God knows I can't. That tramp took me for everything.
Howard looks at Sheldon.
Well, apparently I was wrong. Congratulations.
Raj pauses in the doorway.
Enjoy Oxnard. I'm sure your daughter's looking forward to having you.
Oh, hey, Sheldon. What you got there? A new comic book?
Old comic book. I just retrieved it from my safe deposit box.
What do you have a safe deposit box for?
Old comic books. I lost this to Wallowitz in an ill-considered cricket wager.
What, do they have Wii cricket now? Oh, that can't be very popular.
Penny, I'd rather not talk about it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm not feeling so hot either.
Why would that make me feel better?
I don't know, empathy?
Sheldon stares blankly.
Anyway, I'm just saying that you're feeling upset about something with Howard and I'm upset about something with Leonard.
Yes, yes, the disappointing sex. That's an inexact parallel. You and Leonard can always return to being friends, whereas I can never return to a state in which Wallowitz has not bested me like Mrs. Riley's chicken.
What's Mrs. Riley's chicken?
A chicken that was owned by Mrs. Riley.
Okay, forget the chicken.
Well, I wish I could.
I know, you may be right about me and Leonard.
Well, of course I'm right. What are the odds I'd be wrong twice in 1 week?
No, I mean, we can always go back to being friends.
But I just said that. This conversation has started to circle. Meeting adjourned. Hello?
Hey. What's going on?
Oh, you'd like to catch up on the events of the day, all right. Well, there was a half-hour wait at the bank to get into my safe deposit box. I was forced to talk to Penny about your sexual problems, and oh, yes, in a moment filled with biblical resonance, pride wenteth before my fall, causing my Flash 123 to goeth to Wallowitz.
Wait a minute. You talked to Penny about our sex life?
Leonard, it astonishes me how you continually fixate on the trivial. I lost a bet to Wallowitz.
Right, right. You're saying you talked to Penny?
Yes.
Interesting.
Hardly.
Excuse me.
Have I crossed some sort of line again?
A little bit.
Sheldon thinks long and hard.
Oh, who cares?
Oh, hey.
What did Sheldon say to you?
Not a lot. Just that we always have the option of going back to being friends.
Is that what you want?
I don't know. I mean, you have to admit, things seemed simpler when we were just friends.
I guess.
It would take the pressure off.
It would, wouldn't it?
So we'll just be friends.
Good. Good.
They give each other a friendly hug, then launch into a lusty kiss. They stumble into her apartment.
Okie dokie.